We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just as elements of the economy were starting to open back up, we had the protests, the fear that millions of people jammed closely together would act as super spreader events for the coronavirus. Now there's new research out on whether protest links infections materialized. Joseph Sabia directs the Center for Health Economics and Policy Studies at San Diego State, co-author of the new research on the protests. So Joseph, what'd you find?
So the team at San Diego State meticulously collected data on Black Lives Matter protests in 315 of the largest U.S. cities between the 25th of May and the 20th of June. We collected data on when the protests started, how long they lasted, the sizes of the crowds, whether the media reported violence accompanying the protests. And first, we looked at the effect of the protests on social distancing behavior. And at least somewhat surprisingly, we found evidence that the onset of the protests was associated with a net increase in social distancing in the communities in which these protests happened. And then when we looked at COVID-19 case growth, we found no evidence that the onset of Black Lives Matter protests led to an increase in coronavirus cases.
Okay, so, let's sort of unpack that a bit. So what you're saying is that if you looked at, say, Community A, where there were large protests, you didn't find a corresponding increase over that period of time or a period after that time, as supposed to account for the incubation period, of infection, right? But do you also know whether or not, even if the infection rate held steady in that community, could it still be that whatever that the same numbers of people infected, instead of having gotten their infections from one place, they still got it from taking part in the protests?
So one thing our analysis can't do is sort of separate out COVID cases in those who participated in the protests versus those in a community that did not participate in the protests. But this is an important insight, actually, we think about our work in looking at community spread, because the effect of protests on COVID-19 case growth depends not only on the behavior of the protesters who might get together in large groups, but also the behavior of those who choose not to participate in the protests. And what we think we're finding evidence of is that those who chose not to participate in the protests chose to increase their stay-at-home behavior. This may be in response to their beliefs about maybe there being violence that develops at the protests, either because of police actions or actions of the protesters themselves, because businesses chose to voluntarily shut down and board up their windows. But there were some increases in social distancing behavior, some increases in stay-at-home behavior that counteracted the decreases in social distancing among the protesters themselves. But on net, stay-at-home behavior rose, and we think this is an important reason why COVID-19 case growth didn't increase at a higher rate in the cities where these events took place.
So there were a combination of the businesses closed and the curfews. I mean, people were told to stay home anyways, and then people just trying to avoid the protests altogether. But, I mean, does that make sense to you still? Because you think how many people were in the streets, and if you could have spread it because everyone was packed close together, does the math work out to make that kind of an offset?
Yeah, in fact, we find that on net, protesters and non-protesters together in a community, we saw net stay-at-home behavior actually rise. Now, there are other stories as well for why COVID case growth might not be growing more rapidly in the communities that saw these protests. One is certainly mitigation efforts on the part of the protesters, things like, you know, mask wearing. But there's also risk sorting that's clearly going on. Those who are participating in the protests tend to be disproportionately younger, those less likely to suffer from the most serious health consequences of contracting COVID-19. In fact, those who are more likely to be asymptomatic as a result and maybe not even get tested, while those who choose not to participate in the protests or get close to protesters are disproportionately drawn from those from higher risk pools, those who are older with underlying health conditions. And if these groups aren't interacting sort of as much following the protests, this is another reason why we might not see a growth in coronavirus cases.
But to be again really clear, what the study is not showing, though, is that people gathering in large protests, tens of thousands at a time, that you're not saying that that doesn't cause transmission within that group, just that the transmission rate is somewhat offset by other people who are not taking part in the protest, who are electing to stay home or do other things, and therefore the numbers pretty much, it's a washout.
So, yes, that there are behavioral responses by those who are not participating in the protest. That's right. And so, no, we cannot talk about specifically in our work, like we cannot. So our social distancing data, for example, come from anonymized cell phones from 45 million cell phone owners in the United States. We can't discern which of the cell phone users that we're observing were protesters versus non-protesters. And the COVID case rate data that we have is at the community level, so we can't discern COVID cases from protesters and not. But we do think it's important to sort of keep in mind that events such as protests are going to affect behaviors of not only those who participate, but those around them as well.
Yeah, Joseph Sabia directs the Center for Health Economics Policy Studies at San Diego State. Joseph, thanks.